U.S. News and World Report is out with its list of the best places to retire. A list of 3,000 cities were narrowed down to just 1,000. U.S. News Managing Editor Tim Smart says you can go to usnews.com and select the criteria that is most important to you. Smart explains what factors go into a good place to retire.
Having access to health care, having reasonably low crime rate, having cultural and recreational amenities, having a cost of living that was either close to or better than the national average.
Smart says retirees do take weather into consideration, but that's not all they are worried about.
There seems to be a movement among retirees, particularly baby boomer retirees, away from the more populated states, away from the coast, and into the middle part of the country.
In the midsection, he says, the cost of living is so much more affordable. Smart says the criteria that goes into making the decision on where to retire has changed over the past 20 years.
There was quite an emphasis when we interviewed people on, you know, this place has great bike trails, or this has great walking trails, or there's a lot of recreation. You know, people seem to have more time and, frankly, more money than they used to have.
Smart says college towns have been a popular place to retire in recent years. U.S. News did not take into account, however, the tax rate. In Wisconsin, 16 cities made the final list of 1,000 towns to retire. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.